the suffering of others is what compels me to try and help.
It's true. Like, I never, I, anytime that I'm feeling a good feeling, I think of others simultaneously. Like, I get a feeling for others, like, that I wish this good feeling, this good health, this strength for all people. Like, for some reason, I'm always thinking of myself intimately linked with all people, and the suffering of all people is intimately linked with me. So that means that my joy, though, and my bliss is intimately linked with them. And so if I allow my vibration to become lowered based upon what they've created for themselves, and that's not to say that people have created the suffering for themselves. That, I mean, suffering is something we do create for ourselves through ignorance. We create it through habit. But most significantly, I feel, is these traumas that are started with birth, and then the cycle continues with those other institutions that I've spoke of. And those things can be very detrimental if we continue to focus on them and give them energy. That's what they want. Those things only will live, those institutions, so long as we give them energy. But as we begin to draw our focus into our being again, it'll create a vibration within us personally that will reach to everyone, just the same way that you can feel their suffering and that reaches to you. You don't want to communicate that back to them like, well, yeah, I'm suffering too. You want to communicate, okay, I feel you. I'm going to raise my mind, my consciousness, raise my creativity, raise my skills, and how raise my money, whatever I can do to help out people that may be in those conditions. So I feel you, what you're saying, though, because it's, you have a heart. You have compassion for what's going on, and that's the sign of a real sincere seeker.
Well, I think what happens is you see what happens to other people, and what it does in a lot of ways, kind of in a selfish way, is it teaches you a lot about yourself and how you react to it, kind of thing. And that's the sort of obsession that I have, is I'm trying to live vicariously through as many people's lives and stories and thoughts and ideas as I can, so I can gain an even broader perspective about how the world really is by seeing it through so many other people's eyes.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's a really, really cool way. I appreciate that a lot.
I mean, I don't know why other people live their lives the way that they do, but this is the reason I live my life the way I do. Yeah. Does anybody even come to that understanding in due course? I'm only 29. I thought it was pretty profound.